Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 18th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Many alien encounters at the southern border. In fact, it's a record high. The CDC vows to restore public trust. Families cut back on shopping to cope with inflation. Americans censoring themselves more than ever before. Also ahead, Trump derangement syndrome strikes again. But first, the number of foreign nationals encountered at the southern border, passing 2 million people so far this fiscal year, and there are still 2 months to go. That is the most on record. The previous high was last year when 1.7 million people illegally entered the United States. Obviously, we're going to be far above that this year. Abandoned by the federal government, Arizona is now constructing its own border wall. Texas sending thousands of migrants to sanctuary cities like New York and Washington. The insane, and I mean that word literally, open border policy is the cause of all this. Officials at the CDC promising to revamp the agency to boost public trust, said Director Rochelle Walensky, quote, "My goal is a new public health action-oriented culture at CDC that emphasizes accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness," unquote. Well, the problem here is the COVID vax not protecting people the way the CDC said it would. And if you really want to rehab your agency, Ms. Walensky, then Fauci can't have anything to do with it. New data shows retail sales stalling. To save money, consumers are avoiding places like department stores and malls. Target reporting a 90% drop in profits compared to last year. According to executives at Walmart, families are cutting back on clothing, home improvements, furniture. A new study by Axios finds Americans are increasingly censoring themselves. Survey highlights a huge gap between a person's public and private opinions. 40% of us are afraid to voice our beliefs. Researchers say folks fear being canceled for their opinions. A quarter of the population believes they might be fired for saying the wrong thing. 10% say they've lost friends and family over politics. In a moment, Trump derangement syndrome. Right back with it.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is beyond any doubt that millions of Americans despise Donald Trump. And some of them actually hate him, want terrible things to happen to him. Hello, Liz Cheney. There is an ancient Chinese proverb. He who seeks revenge must dig 2 graves, one for his enemy, one for himself. Now, Ms. Cheney lost in the Wyoming primary this week by almost 40 points. And we don't need a fortune cookie to figure out why. There are critics and there are haters. Of people. Criticism, as long as it's somewhat constructive, is all right. Hatred is not. So in this country, there are a number of people who have made a career out of hating Trump. How about Congressman Adam Schiff from California? In 2019, he said, quote, there is direct evidence Trump colluded with Russia. It's all in writing. It was Russia's direct effort to help Donald Trump win. There were meetings at Trump Tower. Trump participated in these lies, unquote. Well, that's not true. But Schiff is still there hating Trump. How about the New York Times editorial board? It said, quote, Donald Trump has gravely damaged the United States. He is unfit to lead the nation. Well, by every measure, Donald Trump's policies were much, much better than Joe Biden's policies. Right, New York Times editorial board? How about Nancy Pelosi? In 2021, she said, Donald Trump is a deranged, unhinged, dangerous president of the United States. We need to be protected from him. There should be prosecution against him, which Pelosi did twice by trumping up ridiculous impeachment charges. And finally, when she couldn't get him there, she put together the January 6th committee. On the entertainment side, Stephen Colbert, CBS, the worst Trump hater. Every night he bashes Trump and anyone who supports Trump. Here's what Colbert said just this week. It may be hot outside, but in here it's Christmas. We all got the present we wanted. FBI agents raiding Mar-a-Lago. This is the most beautiful sentence America has ever produced, unquote. Hey, Steve, that's not funny. You're not funny. Which is why about 2 million people watch you a night. That's nothing. You could have a monkey jumping up and down for an hour on CBS late night, and 2 million people would watch, saying to themselves, I wonder if the monkey's going to get tired. You think the monkey will do anything else? Finally, Liz Cheney. This week she said, quote, Donald Trump manipulates Americans to abandon their principles, to sacrifice their freedom, to justify violence, to ignore the rulings of our courts and the rule of law. This is Donald Trump's legacy. Okay, she's entitled to her opinion, but Liz Cheney's legacy is she is finished in politics. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. As you know, the global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses when COVID hit 2 years ago. Before the pandemic, about 50% of all Americans traveled during the summer. The average cost for a family vacation, $2,000. But for the super rich, a growing trend today is what travel agents call ultra-premium destinations. If you have major cash in the bank, here are the most expensive hotels in the world as ranked by Prestige magazine. First up, New York City's Plaza Hotel, very famous. A one-night stay inside the Royal Suite will set you back $40,000 a night. The three-bedroom apartment has its own library, elevator, gym. It also boasts the best views of Central Park in the entire city. Now the top three. The Lukela Island Resort in Fiji. Just getting there is an ordeal. Its hilltop estate is $61,000 a day. The accommodation includes two separate villas, a private cook, chauffeur, and waterfalls. Number two, Hotel President Wilson in Switzerland. The resort has 22 suites, with some costing $80,000 a night. The penthouse includes 12 bedrooms, marble bathrooms, and sweeping views of Lake Geneva. Woodrow Wilson could not afford to stay there. The most expensive hotel in the world? Lover's Deep Luxury Submarine Hotel in St. Lucia. That's in the Caribbean. Guest rooms located in an actual submarine. The underwater voyage also includes a private helicopter to fly tourists to restaurants back on the island so you can get something to eat. One night aboard the sub cost $235,000. Why? Why do you want to stay on a U-boat? I don't know. But here's something else you might not know. For those on a budget, camping is big. This summer, 42 million folks will camp. Average price per night in the USA, $30. Right on. Right back. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.